Would you like to join me as I break down some great works of the West? Would you like structured and coherent presentations of Nietzsche's ideas? Where to start when it comes to reading him? What are some of his controversial big ideas that cannot be spoken about publicly due to the air of censorship in the world? Well, imagine if I had a private place where I could discuss these things at liberty without worrying about some weird intern at a tech company throwing a tantrum. Or worse, an AI algorithm built into these tech companies designed to detect weird, strange words. Would you like a structured deep dive into Carl Jung? Where to start reading him? How he cross-analyzes with an awful lot of modern neuroscience? The original ideas that I believe I've brought to the Jungian community, presented in their most coherent and straightforward way? Or what about a breakdown of other great works that make up the spinal cord of the Western canon? I often say that when I was in college, I could not stomach the classes. I ended up going to the library by myself, picking up Plato, Heraclitus, and reading these great works from the ground up. And to go along with this, how about a deep dive into classic literature? I used to study drama and literature when I was in college. I studied Shakespeare. I studied all this old school English literature like Beowulf and Gawain the Green Knight. James Joyce, the Iliad, the Odyssey, all these fantastic foundational tomes and visions of life, the Bible being another one. Would you like me to guide you through these, to digest these through my crazy Irish imaginative mind, and present to you how I see them and how they might be useful for you modeling your current reality? And how about to go along with this a series of historical stories? The rise of the colonial era. What an incredible period of history this was. How it set up the foundation for our current world. How this led into the rise of capitalism. And you saw men in teams sail all around the world and do incredible feats as the European people took over the entire globe. How this flowed into the rise of the liberal era, the Enlightenment, and the beginning of our modern political paradigm, and the explosion that came out of this, which was Napoleon, the Nietzschean understanding of this character of Napoleon. This leading into the Victorian age, the rise of the bankers, the rise of the financial age, the rise of the English Empire as they took over the world and set the stage for what became the great conflicts of the 20th century. Would you like me to walk you through all of these and what these might mean and how they help shape your mind and understand? Of course, going into history like this is not very favorable on the internet anymore, sadly, but in a private place, I'll be able to speak to you clearly about these things and show you how I see these with nuance and vividness and richness, and hopefully the poetic touch that I bring to things would be enough for you to enjoy it as well. And what about a confrontation with some modern ideas like technology, artificial intelligence, futurism? What about these questions? You'll find with most people nowadays that are reactionary because of characters like Jordan Peterson. They look at the past. They look way back into tradition, into the ancient world, which is understandable and it's actually quite important, but they really struggle with looking forward. You'll only find crazy wild characters like Jason Reza Giorgiani capable of looking into the distance and saying what might be coming around the corner. And of course, I have many thoughts on this, the arrival of technology, the philosophy of technology, the history of technology, and actually having a worldview model for yourself that allows you to understand technology might be the most useful thing that you could have in the modern age, because technology is the most significant force transforming our lives, it seems, at the moment. And so when you are well educated and well prepared for this, you're better able to adapt to these changes, which means your success is going to be greater. So I would like to assert upon you my perspective in these things, what I've learned, and the modern philosophical foundations that people have laid for us to interpret this, like Heidegger, Oswald Spengler, Nietzsche a little bit as well. It's all there. Would you like me to impart upon you some skills? How to read? How to read where you transform the experience of picking up a book and opening it up into seeing a cinematic movie inside of your mind, to being able to visualize in a very vivid way exactly what you're seeing, to help you learn faster, to learn deeper, to have more of a transformative experience when you come across knowledge like this, to develop better thinking skills, to develop better speaking skills and communication skills as a consequence of this, to develop a deeper creativity inside of yourself. Would you like these skills? Well, I hope you do, because this is why I have built a private space, a school, if you wish, where I am at liberty to say what I want, which means I can give you the best of me. Now, what will be inside this private school is audio episodes covering these various impactful topics, which are easy to listen to while you travel around, while you're at the gym, while you're, I don't know, cooking your steak and potatoes, whatever it so is. A discussion group for you to drop into where you can ask questions and propose ideas for me to work on. Give me feedback, tell me what you think of certain ideas, perhaps even send me knowledge that I might not know that I could explore into myself. And of course, other people in there as well on the same wavelength that you could connect with, you could chat with. And a repository for me to put all the beautiful art that we are generating for our videos that's coming out thick and fast at the moment that I've nowhere to put. No one can enjoy it. It just flickers up on the screen. But some of this stuff is gorgeous, and I'd love to put it in a place that people could admire and enjoy and take and use for themselves as they so wish. So I would like to gift this to you as well. And so this space, this school, populated with all these wonderful things, is what I would like to invite you to join today. It is going to be accessible, a couple of dollars a month, so the juiciness is available to all. So if you are interested, if you want your mind blown by the insights while you giggle at the genius Irish gift of the gab, I welcome you to go down to the description below. There will be a link that will take you over there and you can sign up. Thank you very much for your time. Stay juicy, and I'll see you on the inside.